President Obama's Cairo speech seems a long time ago now. So does the Arab Spring that followed a couple of years later. At the time, in 2011, it looked like Egypt and a lot of the Arab world were on the verge of massive change. Right in the thick of it, Egyptian musician Rami Esam. That's Esam's song, Erhal. It means leave, as in dictator Hosni Mubarak must leave. Erhal became the anthem of the Tahrir Square protests in Cairo that would lead to the overthrow of Mubarak. A lot has happened in Egypt since then. The revolution that toppled Mubarak was suppressed, its leaders thrown in jail. A new authoritarian president took power, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. And a year ago, Sisi actually ran for president for the first time. There was little actual chance that he'd lose the election, so Rami Esam wrote a new song for the occasion. The song is called Balaha. Balaha means date, as in the fruit. Rami Esam says it also means something else.
It's just like a way of people saying somebody is stupid or dumb. We made Balaha to criticize the first 4 years of the government and just try to raise awareness before the election so people can really think and try to choose something else, if there was something else, but there wasn't.
Which, Esam says, is pretty much just like things were back under Mubarak. So is what happened to the man who wrote the song's lyrics.
So it went really viral and it made a great impact according to the movement, but in the same time what happened after was so sad that the poet Galal Bahiri is in jail at the moment and he is spending a 3-year sentence that came out from the military court. This is the same shit going on. The military is still like controlling everything and it's the same corruption getting more. Freedom of expression is it's dead.
One thing that is different, Rami Esam isn't living in Egypt anymore. He says it's too dangerous for him there. He's currently in exile in Sweden, and he says his passport was revoked.
So technically, I guess that means you're no longer a citizen of Egypt?
In my heart, yes, I am. But on papers, I can't prove it anymore. And on the practical level as well, it wasn't easy because I lived almost the whole 2018 paperless in Scandinavia. I couldn't go anywhere.
Esam finally can travel. We spoke in New York last weekend after he'd performed at a fundraiser for the Artistic Freedom Initiative. I asked him why, if things are as bad as ever in Egypt, people aren't protesting.
I know very well that people are so exhausted. And sadly that the new government managed to put fear inside the people again. And there are definitely more than 60,000 political prisoners. Plus the people that are getting tortured in jail or getting killed in jail. And if things still going like this, it wouldn't stay like this forever.
When we last spoke in 2011, you said that one of your hopes for the future was that you'd be able to help more musicians in Egypt grow. How much have you been able to do that? And what are your hopes for kind of other musicians stepping out and being vocal?
I'm sad that I couldn't start yet to really do the support and the help that I want to do to my colleagues back home. I hope that I inspired any of the younger generations that they can pick up good cause and say something meaningful and helpful for the people. But on the other hand, I can't wait to start in the future any way to really, really help the artists back home, especially when now I'm abroad, I'm away, and I can work, I can tour the world, I have much more freedom than them there. And one day I will help the whole movement back home. This dream never leave me.
I want to know what you miss about Egypt, about Cairo.
I love the craziness in Cairo. I miss the traffic of Cairo. It might sound stupid. I even miss the pollution of Cairo. I don't know how to say that, but I miss the smell of Cairo. I miss the people, I miss the city that doesn't sleep, and I miss feeling home.
What would it take for you to actually return home?
If I go back at the moment, I'll be arrested, for sure. And who knows in the future how that will change and when it will change and when I'll be able to be back home, but I can't wait to be back home for sure.
يا حلوة يا بلحيم أما خلصت سنيني الأربعة يا حلوة يا بلحيم أما خلصت سنيني
Egyptian musician Rami Esam, exclusively here on The World.